Oh, goodness, this is really happening. And I'm speechless. You ask if I'm ready. If your pretty little pet is ready. And all I can do is nod my head. But you smirk and ask again in a stronger tone. Am I ready? I tell you that I am. That I want to be your plaything. You call me a good girl and tell me to get on all fours. You pace around me, assessing the eager girl before you. I feel a heart smack, crash against my ass. Not the hardest slap possible. I know that comes later. And that by the end of the night, my bum and probably everything else will be sore and sensitive. But for now, your large hand reaches down between my thighs and feels my cunt. I can't help but to blush a bit at the touch, because I know that this slut is already wet. You tug at the piercing embedded in my pussy, and a finger circles around as if to stir my juices. Oh, my back arcs, and I let out a small moan. But it's too short. Only a few moments of this glorious sensation go by before you stop. You walk around to my front and crouch before me, a finger extended. And I know what to do. I eagerly suck my taste from you. Oh, how I want more. But you pull away and take a seat at your desk. I can feel your eyes on me as I stay there on all fours like a trained bitch in heat. I can hear some rustling and then the light sound as you softly rub your cock. Oh, master, please. I call out, my voice nearly breaking. Please, what? You respond in an even, calm tone that doesn't betray the smirk that I'm certain is on your face. My mind races with the possibilities. I can't even choose. So I just say, please, oh please play with me, master. Any way you'd like. I know it's a bit of a cop-out, but surprisingly, I hear your weight shift, and like a cat pouncing on its prey, you're there. A heart slap lands on each of my butt cheeks. Oh, and I can feel the echo of it in my whole body. Your hand soothes the marks, and just as I feel cowed by the pleasant sensation, I feel your tongue. Oh. It snakes between my cheeks and across my slit. Mm-hmm. I nearly fall face first into the floor. Oh, but a stern tug on my hair steadies me, and I can hear that evil laugh of yours. I whimper and wiggle, which really doesn't help my case. You take a perverse pleasure out of the fact that having oral performed on me, the girl with the piercing on her clit, embarrasses me so much. Oh, I certainly don't mind pleasuring others in that way. But on me, I shiver at the taboo sensation. As if that wasn't enough, I feel the cool end of a toy at my back door. It's a large one. And the sensation as it goes in, stretching my tight hole. Oh, that sensation walks the line between pleasure and pain so exquisitely. It's so much. Oh, I feel just about ready to come. Oh, but you know. And you stop licking. And we've reached the dip in the plug, so it settles there. Making me feel full, but not sending me over the edge. Oh, it's all so maddening. Oh, please, Can I come, master? You lean in to whisper in my ear. You tell me you aren't done making me suffer yet. I did want to be played with, after all. Sadistic lust drips from your voice, and I can feel my adrenaline spike from it. You have me lay down, with my feet at a 90-degree angle in the air. Every fiber of me cringes. And I plead, and I protest, up until the point you ask me, would I like to say word out? No, of course not. So you gag me. You gag me with my own wet panties. This is about to get very real. Face on the floor. I can only just make out the shadow of you moving across the room. And I hear as you pick something up. I wait in dead silence. The moments ticking by. Oh, the anticipation. It feels like forever. And then suddenly, with a sickening whack, I feel the sting of the bamboo pole as it makes contact with my ass. My whole body writhes with the single hard blow. And I must have moved my feet, because I hear you growl at me to tell me to keep them in the air. No punishment is needed. I know it's my mission now to keep those feet up. The bamboo comes down again, across my back, and I feel the angry welt rise. Oh, and then it lands on the pads of my feet. Oh, the sensation of it. The nerves light up, and it's like lightning through my whole body. And that's why they have to stay up. Oh, again. And again. Oh, it hurts. I can feel it everywhere. My toes curl, and I scream into my own panties. I lose track of the blows, trying to focus only on the task of keeping my legs up. But each time the rod lands on my tender flesh, my body jerks, and I fight so hard against it. I can feel the hot tears stream down my face, and I bite down on my cloth gag so hard my jaw hurts. I can feel myself clench around the block, adding an extra layer of soreness to everything. Oh, it's too much. I want to stay still and serve you. Oh. My loud screams turn into muffled whimpers. And I close my eyes, tensing. Oh, till I'm just exhausted. And then suddenly, finally, they stop, and I'm allowed to put my feet back down. Oh, you roll me over, taking a gleeful pleasure in my puffy face, marked by the floor. Seeing your amusement makes me want to cry all over again. But it's such a relief when I hear a deep and genuine, "Good girl," come from your lips. And it's like my whole body collapses into itself. Oh, you pull the panties out of my lips. And I stretch my jaw. And everything just relaxes. It's an intoxicating sensation. Oh. I catch my breath, and I feel the pleasurable tingles start to overtake every painful strike. Seeing that I've calmed down, you give me a kiss, and with playful interest, you ask me if I'd still like to come.